This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. We're going to talk now about what the death of Antonin Scalia means. And, of course, later in the hour, we're going to talk about the debate last night in South Carolina with GOP candidates. A lot of very interesting things happened in that debate. But first, I want to talk about what's going to happen with Antonin Scalia. We have Barack Obama saying he's going to nominate Scalia's successor in due time. And it looks like we're going to be at loggerheads between the GOP. Mitch McConnell says, no, we're going to let the next president nominate the replacement for Scalia. Democrats are saying they're not going to have any of it. Let's listen to what Obama had to say.
Justice Antonin Nino Scalia was a larger-than-life president on the bench. A brilliant legal mind with an energetic style, incisive wit, and colorful opinions. He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. And tonight, we join his fellow justices in mourning this remarkable man. Obviously, today is a time to remember Justice Scalia's legacy. I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Okay, let's hold it right there, because one of the big issues that's coming up, of course, is climate change. And we just had the Supreme Court put a stay on the orders by the EPA to enforce Obama's promise. Remember, that was a promise before he got elected the very first time, that he was going to bankrupt the coal industry. They put a stay on that order. That's going to be in play now. And when we talk about replacements for the Supreme Court, remember, Democrat appointees have always been reliable for the socialist, partisan, liberal side. We have a very spotty record on the Republican side, just like we do on other issues. They say they're going to do one thing and they do something completely different. If you look at what's going on with the Supreme Court right now, you have four Supreme Court justices, two by Clinton, two by Obama, that always vote for big government. Then you have four that always voted for small government, for a more of a conservative point of view. And you have one swing vote, which was Kennedy. And he was not reliable in terms of that. But let's take a look at some of the appointments that have been made. For example, Reagan appointed Scalia, but he also appointed Sandra Day O'Connor, who was always reliably liberal. He also appointed Anthony Kennedy, who is essentially the swing vote. You can't understand which way he's going to go. And one of the reasons for that is because Anthony Kennedy interprets the Constitution according to international law. See, that was the key difference with Scalia and the rest of these judges. Scalia doesn't believe, or did not believe, in a living constitution. He believed in a literal written constitution. If you don't go with what's written, if you don't say we're going to go with the originalist terms, we're going to look at what was meant by militia, we're going to look at what was meant by natural born citizen, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to go with the literal reading of the text. If you don't do that, then basically you have divorced yourself from legal guidelines. When you do that, the law is whatever the justices say, whatever the president says. So you then have something that is literally a dictatorship. The law comes out of their mouth, not off of the written paper. That was why Scalia's approach was so important. That's why it is so dangerous to have the kind of approach that we have from Kennedy and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this February the 14th, 2016. We've been talking about the death of Antonin Scalia. We've been talking about global ruin being upon us. We had a special report from Alex Jones. And we're going to talk now about the GOP debate last night in South Carolina. Before we do, though, I want to just finish up on Justice Scalia. As I was pointing out in the last segment, Democrat appointees to the Supreme Court have been very reliable for the Democrats, just as they pretty much fulfill their promises to their constituents. It's on the GOP side that they will say one thing and do another. For example, when we look at Reagan, as I point out, he appointed Justice Scalia, but then he also appointed Sandra Day O'Connor, who typically voted against everything that Ronald Reagan stood for. It was important for him to put a woman on the Supreme Court. It was more important for Reagan to put a woman on the Supreme Court than it was to get somebody who agreed with him ideologically. That's the sad truth. Understand that. Understand, just as we saw him compromise on the Supreme Court, we also saw Reagan compromise on the Second Amendment when his friend got shot. As a favor to Sarah Brady, he threw gun owners under the bus. That's the reality of Ronald Reagan. I am not as big a fan of Ronald Reagan as the Republicans are. Of course, we'll hear they invoke him over and over again in the debate last night. But the other Supreme Court justice that Ronald Reagan appointed, who is still with us, is Anthony Kennedy. And as I pointed out, this is Jeffrey Toobin and others have said that he uses international law to interpret the Constitution. He is a leading proponent of that, Anthony Kennedy is. And so that's why he seems to be all over the map for people, because, quite frankly, he doesn't really care about the Constitution. International law is more important for Anthony Kennedy. That's the guy that was appointed by Ronald Reagan. Then we look at Richard Nixon. He appointed Harry Blackmun, who wrote Roe v. Wade, as well as Lewis Powell, who voted for Roe v. Wade. We look at George I. He appointed David Souter, a very liberal judge. He also appointed Clarence Thomas, who has, I think, voted, as I would agree with, as an originalist, as Scalia votes. I remember when there were confirmation hearings for Clarence Thomas, and I remember the person who opposed him the most was now Vice President Joe Biden. And I can recall exactly where we were. My wife and I were on vacation. We were traveling up the Appalachian Highway, and Joe Biden was dressing down Clarence Thomas because he had talked about natural law and our rights coming from God, not being privileges granted by government. I can remember I got so mad when I listened to this exchange. I drove a little bit faster than usual, especially because Clarence Thomas would not defend the Declaration of Independence. That's basically what the Declaration of Independence says, that our rights come from God, not from government. We create the government to protect those rights. When the government destroys those rights, we have a duty and a a right to alter or abolish that government. Joe Biden doesn't think so. Joe Biden believes in privileges that are granted by government. So we got a mixed bag from George the First. George the Second, W, appointed Roberts, who shepherded in Obamacare under suspicious circumstances. As I pointed out, he's done that twice. And the first time he wrote both opinions, both for and against, and then voted for Obamacare. So we've had a very mixed bag of justices from the GOP. But, of course, if we see something coming from the Democrat side, you can bet that they are going to be reliably statist. Now, what is up before the Supreme Court that is important? Politico points out that Scalia's death could change the court on abortion, on race issues, and on climate. Climate is the key thing. And climate was what happened last week. And as I pointed out before, this was something we never got around to talking about in detail last week. Mentioned it briefly. But the Supreme Court put a stay on the White House's carbon pollution limits. This is Obama's effort, using the EPA, to shut down the coal industry, as he promised when he was running for president. And they point out on NPR, they say the heart of the Obama administration's clean power plan is now on hold after the Supreme Court granted a stay request that blocks the EPA from moving ahead with rules that would lower carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. The case is scheduled to be argued in June in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, a very liberal court. They say, but a decision could be a long time in coming, particularly if the case winds up in the Supreme Court, meaning the rule's fate might not be determined before a new presidential administration comes into power in 2017. Understand, however, that if we now have a 4-4 split in the Supreme Court, lower court's decisions will be upheld. Do you see how important that is? If the D.C. Supreme Court agrees with the liberal D.C. Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, I should say, it's a district court, it's not a Supreme Court. If the district court in the District of Columbia agrees with the Obama administration, agrees with the Obama EPA on these rules, then basically the Supreme Court in a 4-4 split would not be able to stop it. They would still have to lift the stay, but who knows what they will do. They're not reliable. They don't have a backbone. We have seen them go wobbly over and over again. I mean, clearly when we look at the court, even the best of justices, even justices like Scalia, that were appointed by Ronald Reagan, had no problem with the UN's war on drugs. Had no problem with civil asset forfeiture. They've had no problem with the kind of torture that we see going on. When Scalia was questioned on torture, he said, well, the Constitution doesn't say anything about torture. And the person who was questioning him said, yeah, but it talks about cruel and unusual punishment. He goes, but that's not punishment. That's torture. And I'm like, no, no. You have to give somebody their day in court. You have to give them due process before you enact a penalty. And that's the whole point. When we talk about waterboarding people, when we talk about waterboarding terrorists, okay, they're terrorists because we accuse them of being terrorists, not because they were given due process and found to be a terrorist in a court of law. It's because we have these star chamber proceedings where all that has happened is that the government accuses somebody of being a terrorist, and then the media chimes in obediently, and then we're allowed to torture them, and we say that that's not punishment. That it's not cruel and unusual. So even Scalia was capable of twisting the law, of ignoring the due process clauses and saying, well, okay, we're not punishing them because we haven't found them guilty of anything. It's like, yeah, well, you don't torture somebody when you haven't even given them a trial or charged them with something. But, of course, they take people's property under civil asset forfeiture. They don't have a problem with that. So even the best of these guys really aren't up to snuff, okay? And that's look at the Patriot Act, look at the war on drugs, look at the war on terrorism. But they go on to point out, and this is NPR, last week before Scalia died, they said more than 24 states went to court to challenge the EPA's action. And in a surprise decision, 5-4, which would now be 4-4, the Supreme Court agreed to block the measure at least until an appeals court can hear arguments in the case this summer. And speaking on NPR's Morning Edition, Scott Horsley said, there's no question they were caught off guard by the decision, which could be seen as an ominous sign for the president's broader climate agenda. And understand how broad this climate agenda is. The climate agenda has the capability, whether or not the TPP goes through it, of course it will go through. They're well on the way. They've signed it. They haven't ratified it yet, but they have essentially gutted the ratification process. People like Ted Cruz voted to gut that ratification process. Marco Rubio did as well when they passed the Trade Promotion Authority. They said, we don't care what the constitutional process for ratifying a treaty is. We don't want there to be a requirement of having 67 senators. We want a simple up and down vote. And oh, by the way, to make you feel better about it, we'll throw in a simple up or down majority with the House as well. But we'll shut down all ability to make amendments. We will shut down any kind of debate for more than 20 hours. No filibusters. And oh, by the way, the devil in the details is that it really doesn't matter what this agreement says, because the key thing that they're voting on is to establish an international commission that will manage our trade. It is not free trade. So when we look at climate change, understand that they have the ability to do it much more quickly, to establish a global taxing regime. That is true global governance. That's what they want to see happen. That is what is so important for them to not allow to be blocked. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the South Carolina GOP debate last night.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, February 14th, 2016. Last night was the South Carolina GOP debate, taking place exactly 1 week before the GOP primary in South Carolina. It was very entertaining, very aggravating, quite frankly, because I don't like to see dirty tricks. And that entire process was a rigged process. You know, we talk about it being a reality TV show. Have we slumped into that when we look at these debates? Well, last night, it was really like a sitcom with a laugh track or boo track, and then it became more like a WWE wrestling match. You see that right there? And Donald Trump gave Jeb Bush a drubbing and a noogie on top of it. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we've got a couple of specials that were extended through the weekend that are going to be ending today. We've got Silver Bullet, 15% off. You can get an additional 10% off of all these specials if you sign up for AutoShip. So you can get Silver Bullet, 15% off. We also have an introductory special on Anthroplex, our new twice-daily pill formulation that works synergistically with Super Male Vitality. If you get those two products together, you can get them at 15% off plus free shipping. And again, you can get 10% off in addition with AutoShip. These sales are going to end tonight and a huge sale on InfoWars Select Foods. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They store for up to 25 years, all made in America, from the food to the packaging. Very high quality food. And again, you can get that, even that heavy product, you can get for free shipping if your order is $50 or more. So we've got a lot of sales that we've extended through this weekend. The Silver Bullet, the Anthroplex introductory sale, those will be ending tonight for sure. Okay, let's take a look at this debate last night. You know, in the past, and I would characterize this debate as nothing but a televised push-pull. Do you know what a push-pull is? That's the sort of dirty trick where they call people the day of the election and they put out some nasty, untrue rumor about somebody. You know, like calling people up in South Carolina and saying, would it change your vote if you learned that John McCain had an illegitimate black child in South Carolina? And of course, they did something like that, right? They did that. That's what they do with a push poll. They put out some negative false information at the very last minute, doing it under the guise of an opinion poll. That's what that debate last night was. It was a giant push poll. Understand how they rigged the audience. And of course, we could see this coming. Matt Drudge had some articles up about how the tickets are being distributed. The night before, there was a rock star rally at my former alma mater, USF, in Tampa, in the basketball stadium. They had 17,000 people. It only seats 11,000 people. They put another 6,000 people on the floor, standing room only. It was a rock star appearance for Donald Trump. An audience 8 times bigger than this handpicked audience in South Carolina. And, of course, what did you see last night? You saw this audience booing virtually every time Donald Trump talked. Now, a lot of people say, well, look, they handed out the tickets to the GOP establishment, people who were part of the RNC, people who were part of the South Carolina GOP establishment, people who worked hard for this, they get the tickets. People who are donors, they get tickets. Okay, fine. You want to do that? Then tell the audience to shut up. Shut up. We don't need to know what your opinion is. when you stack the audience with your supporters and then you let them run wild as CBS did, to me, that is a dirty trick. That is a dirty trick. And let's talk about what they actually did in terms of the audience there. As they pointed out, for the people who wanted tickets, they said thousands of people were lining up to try to get tickets to the GOP debate. And they said, well, if we were to do that, we would need a venue that was 11 times the size of that Peace Center to let everybody who wanted to get a ticket through the lottery session. There were less than 2,000 seats at that center where they had it. And, of course, the South Carolina chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, Chad Groover, who was in charge of this, said the Republican National Committee gave a lot of tickets to supporters. He said more are then allocated by the state party to distribute along with the county chairs. He says, I didn't have hundreds of tickets. I had maybe a dozen tickets, he said. He said he gave tickets to supporters, including elected officials who work hard for the party. And then we see this article from Breitbart, and they point out a little bit more detail. They say Senator Lindsey Graham and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley were personally given scores of tickets to distribute. Both of them have publicly pointed out how much they despise Donald Trump. And I guess Lindsey Graham was, as Ann Coulter would say, as excited as if he was in a fabric store. That's a great put down of Lindsey Graham. But they point out only 600 tickets were distributed to the GOP campaign. So, in other words, Trump had 100 tickets, and the rest of the 2,000 tickets went to other candidates and mainly to the RNC, to the establishment. But look at this article here. On the Drudge Report, you say Trump and Drudge for the win. This is a Salon article. They say Trump and Drudge for the win again. Matt Drudge's army is bigger than the RNC. See, they didn't really fool anybody, did they? We could all see through it. And Donald Trump pointed it out very vociferously here, what was happening. But you can understand what was going on. You could understand that it was a hostile audience, a small, hand-picked, hostile audience. I don't like to see that sort of thing. I don't like to see the established parties coming in with their super delegates to wipe out everybody else's votes. We talked about this in the Democrat race. Bernie Sanders, 150,000 votes, he gets 15 delegates. That means he got a delegate for every 10,000. But Hillary got the same number of delegates. Why? Because she's got connections with the super delegates, the people who are above the ordinary rank and file voters in the Democrat Party. And, of course, the GOP does the same thing. They rig it with things like this push-pull debate that they had last night. And they go in, this is what Salon says, if you were gauging by the audience reactions or what the pundits said afterwards on cable news, you would think that the front runner of the Republican nomination, Donald Trump, had a really rough night. Every time he opened his mouth, he was met with loud boos. Trump, meanwhile, in his spin room interviews after the debate, touted the early numbers on Drudge, calling him the winner. Do we really still need to debate which analysis matters more? It's not because most GOP voters hated what Trump had to say. It's because they weren't in the audience. Okay? The chair of the RNC scraped up a bunch of GOP loyalists to build a made-for-TV pro-establishment anti-Trump audience to cheer on their establishment, more establishment candidates against the unconventional anti-establishment Trump. That's exactly what happened. And, of course, when you look at the results of the poll, I saw some an early meme showing all of these different poll results. Typically, across the board, it was 70 to 80% in favor of Trump. Now, Drudge has probably got about 500,000 votes now. At about 400,000 votes, Trump had 55%. Cruz in second place was at 21%. Nobody is buying it. Now, when we come back, we're going to play some of the exchanges between, and of course, one of the booing exchanges between Trump and Jeb Bush. Trump called him out on his brother's lies about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Would any other candidate have done that in the GOP? No, they don't. That's one of the things that came out of last night's debate that was great. We're going to be right back. We're going to play that for you, as well as some other excerpts.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, February the 14th, 2016. We're going to play for you some excerpts from the debate last night, the South Carolina GOP debate. We're going to start out with a back and forth between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. Donald Trump called out Jeb Bush's brother on lying to the American people about weapons of mass destruction and going into Iraq. And you can hear the crowd that was set up to rig this debate. You can hear them chiming in on this, too. But it was a great exchange. Let's play this, and then we'll comment on it afterwards.
Let me just tell you,
I get along with everybody, which is my obligation to my company, to myself, etc. Obviously, the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake, all right? Now, you can take it any way you want, and it took Jeb Bush, if you remember, at the beginning of his announcement, when he announced for president, took him 5 days. He went back. It was the mistake. It wasn't a mistake. Took him 5 days before his people told him what to say, and he ultimately said it was a mistake.
Nailed him on that.
Spent $2 trillion, thousands of lives. We don't even have it. Iran is taking over Iraq with the second largest oil reserves in the world. Obviously, it was a mistake. So George Bush made a mistake. We can make mistakes, but that one was a beauty. We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East.
But you still think he should be impeached?
I think it's my turn, isn't it?
You do whatever you want. You call it whatever you want. I want to tell you, they lied.
You sent us to war by lies. You think he should be impeached? Keep going. Yeah.
And they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay. They knew it. Now listen to that. The crowd is booing that. That's a fact.
When a member on the
stage, that's a fact.
Brother gets attacked.
I got
to respond.
Do I get to do it five or six times or just once responding to that? So here's the deal. I'm sick and tired of Barack Obama blaming my brother for all of the problems that he's had.
Oh.
And frankly.
Okay. So if you blame him, you're like Barack Obama.
I care less about the insults that Donald Trump gives to me. It's blood sport for him. He enjoys it, and I'm glad he's happy about it. But I am
$22 million.
Hold it right here. Pause it right here. Okay, we're going to pick up with that. Now, I want to tell you what he's going to do. I'm going to do a Chris Christie for you. At this point, Jeb Bush goes into recording. Okay, this is a defense technique that they tell them to do, just like Marco Rubio. You're getting attacked. You got incoming missiles, just like your plane. Okay, what do? You release the chaff and try to throw people off of the track. So now what he's going to do is he's going to give a canned speech about how proud he is of his family, and he's been repeating this speech all across South Carolina last week. This is what he's going to do. First of all, he's going to say, you're like Barack Obama if you accuse my brother of lying to the American people and starting a war that killed American soldiers and millions in Iraq, okay, and set the Middle East on fire. If you accuse me of that, you're like Barack Obama. And, oh, by the way, my family is great. Let's play the rest of this.
Tired of him going after my family. My dad is the greatest man alive in my mind.
In your mind. Well, okay. In your mind only.
Donald Trump was
but the crowd goes wild.
The TV show, my brother was building a security apparatus to keep us safe. And
stop that. Stop that right there. Yeah. While Donald Trump was doing a reality TV show, Innocent Entertainment, his brother was creating a surveillance police state with the Patriot Act. Oh, yeah, great. We're proud of that, aren't we? Proud of that. Good job, Jeb. Good job. That's what we got from his brother, and we get more lies from him. Go ahead and finish out the clip.
He's had the
there
gall
goes
to
the
go
bell.
The World Trade Center came
He's
down
had
during
the gall
your brother's
to go after
brain.
My mother.
Remember that.
Hold on. Let me finish. The gall to go after my mother.
That's not keeping
Look, I won
state.
The lottery when I was born 63
He's
years
still
ago,
trying to do the same
mom,
thing that Rubio did. He's still going back to his talking points. I won the lottery with my mother.
About the South Carolina families that need someone to be a commander-in-chief that can lead.
Yeah, okay. Go back to your little tired sound bites that you've rehearsed, Jeb. Let me read you a story from Politico that I thought was very interesting, came out last week. Jeb Bush, the un-candidate, behind the would-be juggernaut lay a candidate who'd never won a competitive election. This is from Politico. And, of course, if you were listening to the commentators last night and listened to the pundits, Jeb Bush did a great job in that exchange and the rest of it. I mean, really? Really? He just doubled down on the lies of his brother? Everybody admits that they lied to the public about WND. Being in Iraq. But anyway, this is what happened last year. This guy says, this is a reporter from Politico, Michael J. Myshak, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. He said, Jeb Bush banned me from the bus. It was October 2014, 2 months before he would announce he was exploring a run for president. He said, I had come to West Texas as an AP reporter to ask about his plans. Now, he was there enjoying a victory lap with his son, George P., who was going to be elected as a Texas Land Commissioner. And I was told that neither I nor my questions about the 2016 presidential race would be allowed. So he wasn't able to get on the bus. But his colleague did get on the bus. And he says, as my colleague turned his questioning toward the upcoming campaign, Jeb stopped him and said, you're about to get ready. You're about to get a 15-yard penalty and a loss of down here. It's okay, but the flag is out. In other words, shut up. Don't talk about what I don't want to talk about. I'm going to throw you out of the bus as well. He says Jeb would boldly declare that he could upend the 2016 nomination process. He could avoid being drawn into the conservative gamesmanship of a primary and winnow the field with an unprecedented fundraising operation. He called his campaign technique shock and awe. Where did we hear that from? That phrase, that came from the other Bushes, okay? Now, who's in a shock and awe campaign right now? It's Jeb Bush. I think the shock and awe is the fact that he can't get beyond single digits pretty much anywhere except in New Hampshire. And if you look at where he's polling nationally, if you look at where he polled in these online polls that happened last night, again, as I pointed out in the Drudge Report, when it was about 153,000 votes, Trump was at 60%, Cruz at 20, Rubio at 10, Jeb was barely even showing up. He was basically a flat line. It's now at nearly 600,000, and Trump is holding still at 54%. If you look at these other polls, it's also interesting. Now, none of them have the kind of numbers that the Drudge Report poll has. But if you look at Time Magazine, you still got Donald Trump at 70%. You got Kasich at 8, Rubio at 11. And that was about 11,000 the time they took a snapshot on that. Same thing with Wright's Scoop, 75% for Trump. He had Cruz at 10%. The Blaze, even The Blaze, where Glenn Beck has pulled out all the stops for his buddy Ted Cruz, even on The Blaze, people who listen to that rag, 45% for Trump and 34% for Cruz. So he's 11% higher even on The Blaze's polls. And again, look at another Fox 5 report. It's 80% for Trump, 8% for Rubio. And Kasich comes up in third place on some of these more liberal news media outlets. The bottom line is this. Jeb Bush is getting desperate. Jeb Bush is getting angry. And you can see it coming out repeatedly. And I thought it was also interesting to see his comments about what should happen with the Scalia replacement. This is an article on WND. He was interviewed this morning with CNN anchor Dana Bash. And she said, Senator Cruz, Rubio, GOP leader Mitch McConnell all say the next president should replace Scalia, not President Obama. At the debate, it sounded like you disagree. What's your position? And he says, well, I think Obama's going to submit a nominee. And he goes on to say, well, it's really up to Mitch McConnell. It's not really important to me. Not really important to me. Oops. This is what we continue to see from Jeb Bush. All that's important to Jeb Bush is that it's his turn. And when you look at this Politico article, they go on to talk about the fact that he's only been in one competitive race, and that was in Florida, where he lost to Governor Lawton Chiles. It was the only time he's had a situation where he didn't run essentially unopposed. And he got very bullyish about that, too. It made him very, very angry. As they pointed out, Jeb had never been punched in the nose before. Lawton Chiles put him in a headlock, gave him the longest noogie ever, and with his hair messed up, his face red, he wasn't sure what to do. Isn't that what he looks like today? Isn't that exactly what we see happening with Jeb Bush in this campaign? He's been put in a headlock by Donald Trump. He's been he's had his hair mussed up. He's been punched in the nose, and he's being given a long, long noogie. So sorry, Jeb. Looks like that exclamation point changed to a question mark, and now it's just Jeb and W. Or maybe we should just say, duh, duh. The Bushes. We'll be right back with more debate.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to play for you in this segment a back and forth between Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz about immigration and open borders. And you're going to see the normally cold as ice Ted Cruz really lose it in this particular exchange. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that are going to be expiring tonight. We have, again, the new introductory offer of Anthroplex. That's our twice-daily pill formulation that works synergistically with Supermale Vitality. That is available in conjunction with Supermale Vitality. Get those two together. Get 15% off, free shipping, and if you sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off. That sale is ending tonight. Also, Silver Bullet, 15% off, and again, you can get auto ship for an additional 10% off. And we have a huge sale on InfoWars Select Foods, 30 to 40% off, 30 to 40% off, plus free shipping. if you get $50 or more. It's a great time to stock up on foods in these uncertain days because that food will be fresh for 25 years. It's all made in the U.S. as well as all the packaging, and it will stay fresh for 25 years. Again, those specials are ending tonight. We've extended those through the weekend. They were going to end last Thursday, but we extended it through the weekend for our listeners. We really appreciate your support. Now, we've been talking about the death of Scalia, what that will mean, and, of course, Ted Cruz weighed in and says, yes, I will filibuster any attempt by Obama to replace Scalia. But then he went on, that's good. But then he went on and said this, if Donald Trump becomes president, the Second Amendment will be written out of the Constitution because it's abundantly clear Donald Trump is not a conservative. The Second Amendment will go away, said Ted Cruz. Now, see, that's the problem with Ted Cruz. He is such a transparent liar. As a matter of fact, it was interesting. I saw on the Daily Mail there was a back and forth going on between, Piers Morgan talked about the number of years that he's known Donald Trump and private correspondence over the years. Of course, he was in Celebrity Apprentice. He won Celebrity Apprentice. He became a close friend of Donald Trump. And he was talking about how Donald Trump had mentioned politics and how he could kind of see this coming for a long time, but he wasn't sure. And the things that were important to Donald Trump. But one of the things that he said that I thought was interesting, because, you know, when Piers Morgan came to the United States and had his show, his primary object was to overthrow the Second Amendment. And privately, Donald Trump and Piers Morgan had words about that. And Donald Trump told Piers Morgan, but Piers, guns protect us from the bad guys. Okay? He understands that. He has said that. And he's been consistent about that over the years. And so for Ted Cruz to say the Second Amendment is going to be written out of the Constitution is very disturbing on a number of levels. First of all, let's understand the Supreme Court does not have the authority to write things out of the Constitution. And we should not accept a president who accepts that they can. We need somebody who's going to have a backbone and who's going to stand up to them like Andrew Jackson did when he said, they've made their decision, let's see them enforce it. We have three different branches of government in Washington, not one. And we don't have a dictatorship of a president. We don't have a dictatorship of Supreme Court justices unless we have a president and a Congress who bow down to that. So there needs to be an understanding of what's going on with that. But I want to play this exchange that happened with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz last night over the border. And it kind of reminded me, I guess you could introduce this as a joke. You could say an anchor baby and a Canadian walked into a presidential debate. And this is what happened. Let's play it.
On the question, first of all,
I don't know how he knows what I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish. And second of all, the other point that I would
make. Ahora mismo, díselo ahora. En español, si quieres.
This is a disturbing pattern now. Because for a number of weeks now, Ted Cruz has just been telling lies. Right. He lied about Ben Carson in Iowa. He lies about Planned Parenthood. He lies about marriage. He's lying about all sorts of things. And now he makes things up. The bottom line is this is a campaign and people are watching it and they see the truth behind all these issues. And here's the truth. Ted Cruz supported legalizing people that were in this country
that
legally.
Is simply
and only now does he say
that. That is absolutely false.
Okay. And so Rubio's got his own lies there. Does anybody see the irony there of an anchor baby and a Canadian running for president debating illegal immigration? that's where we are right now. And so as this is coming out, you know, he tries to shame Ted Cruz for not speaking Spanish. And so Ted Cruz takes the debate and what roughly translates to, according to CBS, Marco, if you want, right now, say it right now in Spanish if you want. And says, so we're going to be frank and tell those of you who don't speak Spanish that what Cruz said was kind of grammatically an unorthodox thing you might say when you're flustered, when non-fluent, or when trying intentionally to sound tough. And so it really got under his skin. He really lost his cool with it. And I guess really now, you know, we don't really have to worry about citizenship eligibility. We don't have to worry about the meaning of natural-born citizen and whether or not we're eligible. Now it's just really important as to whether or not you can speak Spanish for your bona fides, right? See, the thing about Ted Cruz is he says he's going to appoint an originalist judge like Scalia, for example. And yet he will not give us, he says, I've argued before the Supreme Court and I know what a natural-born citizen is. Well, then tell us what your interpretation of it is. You have the right to and the responsibility to do that. But I want to play for you what Alex Jones said about the upcoming visit for the Pope, because, of course, the Pope is coming here to sell open borders. Open borders, a global commission to manage our economy, the TPP, and also a global tax regime and carbon taxes. That's what the climate change regime is about. All three of those are being pushed on us, and one of the key salesmen of that is the Pope.
And finally tonight, the hypocrisy of hypocrisy. It truly takes the cake. Pope Francis is down in Mexico City today, and he's traveling up to be in Juarez across from the Texas border and El Paso. And he is criticizing Juarez and other cities for their drug trafficking and their money laundering and working with El Diablo.
The head of the Catholic Church met with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and delivered a message.
Each time we seek the path of privilege or benefit for the few, society becomes fertile ground for corruption, the drug trade, the exclusion of different cultures, the violence, and also human trafficking, kidnapping, and killing.
Vatican City has been connected to, implicated, and proven to be involved in massive money laundering and massive drug dealing in the last 100 years. They were involved in helping ship out 30-plus thousand Nazis to the U.S. in the Rat Line, an Operation Paperclip. When he was a cardinal down in South America, the parties he was involved in were involved in all sorts of death squads and disappearances of people and corruption and narcotics trafficking. I mean, it's like watching Don Corleone and the Godfather sit in judgment over a capo that did something. It'd be like watching Hitler run the Nuremberg trials and convicting Hermann Göring to death. Western governments and megabanks on record made drugs illegal in the 30s because worldwide they didn't have alcohol prohibition in the U.S. and other similar things. They wanted to jack up the prices, have a black market they controlled to corrupt the police, and then control the sex trade and everything else. And to have this Pope, the king of hypocrisy, sit there and also say that you must let the immigrants in. It's so horrible you don't let them in. He didn't tell Mexico to let immigrants in from Guatemala to Mexico South. They have some of the strictest controls in the world in Mexico. No, he said America isn't letting in enough, even though we've let in 40 million in the last 20 years conservatively and let them have their babies for free, everything. He sits there and uses racial politics for divide and conquer. When we were just at Vatican City last year, some of their walls are 200 plus feet tall. And they have armed guards with machine guns. How about, he says, everybody from Latin America, go to Vatican City and be there. It's all about class warfare. It's all about globalism. It's all about world government that he's been calling for. And that's what this comes down to, and that's what's so disgusting. So Pope Francis is truly a piece of work. The media criticized Donald Trump last week for just saying, Pope Francis is very political, that was the quote, and he doesn't understand our problems in America and all the crime coming over. And the media's like, how dare him get, with CNN, how dare Trump get political when the Pope didn't get political? So just everything is lies. And you know when the mainstream media starts backing a Pope? So you say what you want about the Vatican. They used to really criticize it. They are after anybody now that doesn't go along with getting rid of our borders and bringing in world government. It is a truly sick joke. If the Pope wanted to end the poverty in Mexico and the big problems down there, he would speak out against the big land barons and the colonialism they still have in place. And he would more importantly say we should decriminalize drugs, not legalize, but decriminalize to take the profit motive out of it. Pope Francis is a incredible politician. And so we have a right to now criticize him because he's not a religious leader. He is a pimp, selling the world government agenda and the EU takeover of the planet 110% and wealth redistribution to help the poor. Another scam like Obamacare that only gives the bankers trillions more. You want to get screwed over? Sit on Papa's leg. He'll take good care of you.
Join us again tomorrow at 11 Central, noon Eastern.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.